Hello. Today I'm going to talk about how we make tough decisions as a family. Last week I shared that we needed to decide which high school my oldest son Michael would be attending in the fall. After narrowing the choices down to two picks, Townsend Harris and Forest Hills High School, my husband Reggie and I held a family devotional about the topic of making decisions in general. As a Christian family, there are three main things that we do. Number one, first and foremost, we pray to God. No one is wiser than our Creator. James 1:5 says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." Secondly, we create a list of pros and cons for both options. Just because my husband and I are Christians doesn't mean that we don't consider the practical implications of our decisions. To me, it's lazy thinking to do anything else. So we gave Michael a list of things to consider and research for himself before making a decision. Academic reputation was only one of the things that we wanted him to consider. We also encouraged him to research how other Black students experience the school, because I think there's only about 6% of them there. And we also encouraged him to see what different extracurricular offerings, sports, and other things like that were available at the various schools. Number three, we also get advice from trusted advisors. We like to get general input from practically anyone. It's like a Facebook question. What do you guys think? Ultimately, though, we most heavily weigh the advice of those who have the same main goal as we do. For instance, if Michael was most concerned about getting in the best colleges after high school, then that would be our top consideration, and that's the advice that we would seek out the most. Interestingly enough, though, future college options weren't on any of our pros and cons list. Not Reggie's, not Michael's, not mine. If you look at the previous post, you'll kind of see why. Because I wasn't the only one who got accepted to Columbia. My husband Reggie also was accepted to Columbia. He didn't go there, but he was accepted. And he just went to his local high school also. So we're not that consumed with the name and the reputation of the school. We are a character first leaning family. So we spoke with a friend from church who's a school administrator, and her son attended one of the high schools on our short list. She was able to give us some great guidance regarding the pros and cons of our two options and what kind of kids thrived in the various settings from the two different schools. One of my favorite scriptures in regards to getting advice is Proverbs 15:22. It says, "Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors they succeed." Usually, when we combine these three things, the choice becomes clear. This time, the choice ended up being super easy. The program that Michael wanted to take at Forest Hills is full, so Townsend Harris is the default choice. That's where he's going to be going. We went to the open house earlier this week, and we really think that he'll like it there. The math and technology departments are both very strong, and those are his main interests. Plus, there are a lot of extracurricular activities and sports teams available that we think will help him to have a great, well-rounded high school experience. Now we just have to get through the rest of this eighth grade school year for him and fifth grade school year for our younger son, Sean, before they leave their schools and go to high school and middle school, respectively. I hope that those three tips for making choices is helpful for you too. And even if you're not a Christian and don't want to follow the first one, the second two are very important also. That's it for me today. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.